Good morning to you all. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I just want to bless you this morning, and just thinking about the goodness of God this morning as I was praying on what to share and realizing about all that God, or thinking about all that God does for us as his children. And even for those that refuse to be his children, or even to those that are ignorant, there's so much that God is giving us down here on the earth. This morning I was thinking about confession. Somebody here recently had told me kind of a new thought on the word confession coming out of 1 John. Chapter 1 there, it talks a lot about confession and walking in the light, in other words, walking in transparency and openness. And so there's this thought that confession has to do with being open and accountable and transparent with what's going on inside. I think if we can think of the opposite version of that would be hypocrisy, is putting on a front and living out or portraying something that we're really not on the inside, which is I think what Jesus talked about a lot, especially talking to the Pharisees and some of the people who seemed to be religious or had the name of being religious, but really weren't anything to boast of on the inside or their heart. And so, you know, I'm looking at 1 John 1 here, and it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'm just, you know, looking at that. And what was pointed out to me last evening by a brother is that confession also includes having a clear understanding of who God is. Well, maybe I should back up there a little bit and just talk about the reality of, or the importance of knowing who God is and understanding God as a person correctly. And so confession includes us lining up and thinking the same as what God thinks. And I do think that If that happens, that was sort of a new twist on the whole thing, but I think confession is when we come in agreement with God and we see life the same as God sees it, and we see people the same as God sees people, and we see sin the same as God sees it, and we see, basically we would see good and evil exactly the same as God sees it. So when we come upon a situation in our life going throughout our day, and whatever it is, whether we see something in ourselves, whether we see an action in ourselves, the response coming out of our heart, I believe, needs to align with this response that's coming out of God's heart. Or even in our thoughts as we meditate and think about and stuff we read throughout the day, that whatever we process in our minds, it's amazing how, you know, on an average day where our thoughts can take us, and especially, you know, reading things, meeting people, entering into having conversations, on world matters, on local matters, You know, it's amazing how many thoughts we process in a day. And a lot of that has to do with what we hear and what we see and what we perceive and what we're processing. And so the whole thing of confessing is that God wants us to be aligned with how we feel about things, how we process things, to be similar to how he's feeling and processing them. And the reason that's so important is it then shapes us, and that comes out in action. How we process, how we judge things, then comes out in action. And then action ultimately is what the Bible refers to as works, is basically the actions that our lives produce on a day-by-day basis are then defined as who we are. And so then at the end, obviously, that's who will define us. But I was just thinking then from there, if we can go to the thought here on Luke chapter 13, verse 24 says, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' and he will answer and say to you, 'I do not know you. I do not know you, where you are from.' And then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.'" And it says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I was just thinking of this. It's been on my mind a lot in the last weeks. We just came through an experience as a family when one of my sons was in a bad accident. And so through that, it caused me and the rest of my family to think a lot about who God is. And ultimately, when something traumatic happens to you, where is God's hand in that? And is God's hand in it at all? Is it all Satan's hand, or is it God's hand? And if it's God's hand, then why? And, you know, there's all the why questions. But I just, sometimes it takes a while to process through all of that. But I just began to realize and understand that ultimately the message that we want to embrace and that needs to happen in our hearts is that God is a God of love. And that's what the Lord wants to penetrate through us. He wants us to understand his heart. And so, on the other hand, he also wants us to get another part, and that is the part of what I just read there in Luke. He also wants us to understand that part, that there's a lot going on in God's heart. There's a huge, how can I say, a huge field of emotions, a huge field of things going on in God's heart. It's not just, God doesn't just respond the same to every situation. And so obviously with these people here, these are people with eternal souls. These are people that he created. These are people that he's been pursuing all of their lives. And here he wanted that relationship with them. But when those people came to him after they died and it was time to, you know, it was judgment time, you know, Jesus said what he said to them, And for them, it was too late. And so that's also a side of God that I think we need to recognize, that God is also a God of judgment and relationship, loyalty, so to speak, loyalty to what his word says, and loyalty to his commitments, and loyalty to his promises. And so we're also, in a sense, forced to realize, or forced to acknowledge, that, you know, heaven is a real place, but hell is also a real place. And to be accepted by God is an opportunity and a reality, but to be rejected by God is also a reality. And so I was just thinking about this confession and just recognizing that we will have the outcome of our lives, the outcome of our hearts, will work out the best if we have a clear understanding of who God is, and if we confess that, if we line our hearts up with how God is, and not have a wrong view of God, and just assume that God's love will somehow just override all of the evil and the wickedness that's going on, both in lives of others and lives and in our own lives. And I think the more that we do that, it's hard at first to just confess if we made a mistake. It's really hard to somehow we just want to know that every choice that we made or make throughout the day is ultimately a good, and God can use every choice in our life and turn it around for good, and that is our God. He will do that. However, I think it's also good if we are willing to acknowledge and confess when we made a mistake. Else we kind of put everything in God's lap. And if we make a mistake throughout the day and bear consequences from it, and then we turn around and say, well, it was God that did that, then that way it makes God look like, it makes, in our hearts, we develop this mentality that we're not responsible for anything. And I've just found that, you know, when things happen in our lives, it's best when we take our time and sort through them, and if there's a responsibility on our part, and oftentimes it's kind of a mixture of, it's not just one thing that will lead to something, it's not just one action that will lead to a tragedy that happened in our lives, but it's usually a mixture of things. Some is our fault, and some is maybe somebody else's fault, and some is maybe just what you would call the natural, you know, just the natural consequences of fate, so to speak. And then also God's hand is in it, and then the enemy, of course, his goal was to destroy. And so it's usually not just one thing as we process through that. But at the same time, I think what's more important in that, all of that, is that we have a correct view of God and a correct view of how he sees things. And as much as we can line up with how God sees it, the more peace we will have and the more mileage, so to speak, we will get out of the experience. And so, even if there's parts of the experience that brings a responsibility or even a rebuke or upon ourselves. That is actually refreshing if it comes from God, because ultimately then we can turn around and run back into the arms of our Father and find that sweet rest again, because He is a Father of forgiveness, and His love is His overwhelming attribute, so to speak, that shines above all of His other characteristics, I believe. So may the Lord bless you. I hope this made sense, and I just want to pray that God would bless all of your days today.